I fully support what the government are doing, and I think the government, the British government, have got the most sensible policy in Europe on this. I mean, what Angela Merkel has done is unbelievable, to sort of send out a message that 800,000 people can come into Germany, or anyone who can make it illegally into Europe can stay. It's just dreadful, actually. I mean, I'm sure the intention was good, but what that's led to is a huge exodus of people out of the Middle East and beyond, who are all now paying money over to people smugglers and risking their lives to try and get here. So what David Cameron has done is absolutely sensible. He said, we will take people, but we'll take them from the safe refugee camps that are being run by the UN, supported by the British government throughout the Middle East. The incentive is to stay there, stay put, be safe. Some of you will then be able to come into Europe, but the rest of you will be safe. Nobody has to risk their lives to flee the war. The camps that are here in Hungary are of a very, very high standard. I mean, what people are doing, for example, in terms of giving aid to people in Calais is really irresponsible, because it just means that there are 4,000 to 5,000 people in Calais, and I was there last week, living in absolute third world conditions. It's like an African shanty town with a lot of tension there, violence, and all the rest of it. There's no need for any of them to be in Calais. They can all claim safe asylum at official camps anywhere throughout Europe. So what we have to be careful of is that good intentions, seeing people and wanting to help them, are actually having very bad consequences, leading to more people drowning or more people spending months of their lives in terrible conditions like the ones I saw in Calais.
An awful lot of people who've taken time out to either go to Calais and find out for themselves what they wish to do for other human beings will be stunned by what you've just said. But you know that, don't you?
Of course. But think about it logically. I understand the urge to do good. I met the people there. They're all perfectly nice, the people I spoke to. But think about it. They're only there because they want to risk their lives to come into the United Kingdom. Some of them are going to die trying to make that journey. All of them are going to be living in dreadful poverty while they wait months or possibly even years. There's no need for them to do that. The camp I saw in Bitchka was absolutely fantastic. I mean, you know, it's not a paradise on earth. I would be realistic about it. But there are healthcare facilities. There are education facilities. There are sports facilities. A fully equipped gym.
Can't spend a life there, though, can you? Can't spend a life there, can you, David Davies?
No, but it's a much better life. It's much better life there than it is in either a war zone or in the dreadful conditions which many of us have seen in Calais. It's a much better life.